So I got an Erev Rosh Chodesh. Today is Yom Kippur Katan. Due to technical reasons, we didn't have the Shiur on Rosh Chodesh, so we're having it today. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is mentioned in Chumash. In fact, it's the first pasuk that we read Shavuos morning. But in Parshas Yisroel, where it says, "Bachodesh Hashalishi." So Rashi tells us from Chazal, what day was it that they arrived at Har Sinai? It doesn't say what day it was. The Pasuk just says it was in the third month. So Chazal tell us that it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And that's the day when they traveled from Rephidim, which was the stop where they were before, where the war of Amalek was taking place. You know, the last week of Iyar is when the battle with Amalek was going on. On this day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Vayisu Merefidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Neged Hohor, and as we all know, Ke'ish Echod, the Leiv Echod, the Torah switches from the plural to the singular. From Vayachanu, Vayisu, to Vayichan. And that tells us that till now, there was division among Jewish people. But Rosh Chodesh Sivan, no more division, no more pirud. Vayisu me refidim, refidim oisias pridim, no more pirud. Achdus, unity, keish echad b'leiv echad. That occurs Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're ready now to receive the Torah. That's the first mention of Rosh Chodesh Sivan in Chumash. Although the word Sivan does not appear in Chumash at all, it appears one time in Navi, in Ksuvim actually, and it's in Megillas Esther of all places. Megillas Esther, we learn about what happened on the 23rd day of Sivan. Vachodesh Hashlishi, Shloshova Esrim Yoim Boi, Vayikosev, Kichol HaShetzivah, Mordechai, HaYehudim. That was the day in which the second scrolls were sent out, that the Jews have a right to defend themselves. The turnaround of events in Ahapohu Asher Yishlachu Yehudim Heimah B'Soinehem, that was called Gimel Sivan. That's where the word Sivan is mentioned, and the only place that the word Sivan is mentioned in the entire Tanakh. And clearly there must be some sort of connection there then to Sivan, the fact that it's the only time that it's mentioned, and try to mention it later. That means that Sivan is connected not only to Shavuos, but Sivan is also connected to Purim. And we know that Purim is sort of the second Matan Torah. The Torah was given on Shavuos, when sort of coerced, it was coerced, it was forced upon us, kafa aleim esahar kegigas, but later we accepted the Torah willingly in the days of Mordechai and Esther, hadar kibluha b'mei achashveirosh. So there is certainly a connection between Purim and Shavuos. Now there are a number of questions, we'll try to enumerate as many as time allows us, and try to give some sort of explanation to what occurs in the month of Sivan and what Matan Torah is all about. This is a little bit of a misconception here. We'll try to go through it. Number one, as we mentioned all the time throughout these shiurim, that every single month has a specific combination of Hashem's name. And the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan is taken, as the Arizal taught, from the words in Parshas Truma, where the Torah is talking to us about the Mishkan, specifically about the panels, the boards, that was the frame of the Mishkan. And there the Pasuk says that there were 20 boards on the south, 20 boards on the north, 8 on the south, 8 on the west, and there was a few in the east, 48 boards altogether. And the Torah talks to us about what we call the Krushim and the Adonim, those are the sockets, the silver sockets that these panels were embedded in, and at the bottom of these panels there were two protrusions, two tenons called yodos. So the Torah tells us here in Parshas Truma, yodosav ulitzela hamishkan hashenis. Now the word yodosav is the last word of pasuk yotes in Parshas Truma Perek Chavav. In fact, it appears again in Parshas Vayakel as well, same exact phrase. The next phrase is ulitzela, the next pasuk, ulitzela hamishkan hashenis. The second wall of the Mishkan on the north side were 20 planks, 20 panels, 20 boards. Now, this is very unusual because usually when we have a combination of Hashem's name, it is derived from four words in one pasuk. The Arizal teaches that this combination is the last word of a pasuk and the first three of the next, which is highly unusual. That itself is an eye opener. That itself tells us something. Why are we taking a phrase and we're connecting two psukim, one word from one pasuk, three words from another? That's not how it's read. When you finish the first word, it's the end of the pasuk, and yet we're putting them together. Yedoysav Ulitzela Hamishkan Hashem. That's Yud Vav Hey Hey. That is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan. Now, besides what we just asked, the obvious question is, what does this have anything to do with the month of Sivan? Sivan is not the month in which the Mishkan was put up. What does Sivan have to do with tenons, with pegs, with the panels of the Mishkan? What does it have to do with the Mishkan at all? What's the connection? And there's very, very little, at least from what I've seen in this forum, that explain this particular combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan. The others, a lot of the others are elaborated upon. This one, hardly any discuss it. And what they do discuss, Rav Shitzin and Zera Kodesh gives a hesper, but it's all pnimius, pikabal, it's hard to understand what he's saying. What can we understand? How can we understand the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan, and what does this have to do with Sivan? Of course, Matan Torah, which is the main event that takes place in the month of Sivan. Every month has a mazel. The mazel of Sivan is Ta'omim, Gemini. Ta'omim, twins. What does that have to do with the month of Sivan? We know, as mentioned many times, every month has this particular Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months. The Arizal teaches that the month of Sivan corresponds to Zevulun. And interesting, it's in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, Bamidbar, which is always read in the month of Sivan, or as we enter the month of Sivan, the Torah talks to us about how they traveled in the desert, how they camped. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun were on the east side of the Mishkan. And that's why the Arizal says that the order of the Shvatim corresponds to the order of the way they traveled in the desert. Yehuda's first, that's Nisan, because Nisan is the first month for us. Yisachar is Iyar, and Sivan is Zevulun. The obvious question here is, what does Zevulun have to do with Sivan? If anything, Sivan is the month of the giving of the Torah. Zevulun was the businessman. I'm sure he learned too, but Zevulun is the businessman. He's the one who's providing Yisachar. Yisachar is the Talmud Chacham. If anything, Sivan should be Yisachar. Why is it Zevulun? What does Zevulun have to do with the month of Sivan? As we get ready for Matan Torah, and we enter the month of Sivan, we are counting down the last few days, the last week of Sfira, known as the week of Malchus. As we know, there are seven Sfiros, 7 weeks. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. Malchus is the last week. Today is Gevurah, Sheva, Malchus. Tomorrow is Tiferes, Sheva, Malchus. Until the last day of Sfira, which is Malchus, Sheva, Malchus. That was the day, the last day of the Sfira, Malchus, Sheva, Malchus, in which Klal Yisrael uttered those famous words, Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh V'Nishma was not said on Shavuos, it was said the day prior, it was said on Hei Sivan, which is the last day of Sfira, when we reach the highest level possible that a human can reach in this world. The 49th level, as we know there are 50, but the 50th is given as a gift. As the Gemara says concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, Tishim, Tisha V'Arboim, Sha'arei Bina Nitnu L'Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamishim Sha'arei Bina Nitnu L'Moshe Rabbeinu, Choser Achas, V'Tachasreu Me'at Me'elikim. There are 50 gates of wisdom, 50 gates of Kedusha. In this world we can attain 49. The 50th is Shar Hanun. That's already given to you. After you go through the 49, it's given to you as a gift. That's Shavuos, the 50th day, after going through the 49 days of Sfira. So the last day of the Sfira, Malchus Shabba Malchus, the day that we said Naseh V'Nishma, that was when we finally reached our goal. We went out of Mitzrayim completely. V'hotziyacha esha'am mi Mitzrayim ta'abdun esha elokim al ha'hor hazeh. The whole Yemei HaSfira is a long process of going out of Mitzrayim. So when is Yetzias Mitzrayim b'shleimus? When we say Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh V'Nishma means we are now totally subservient to Hashem. No longer are we Avdei Paro. No longer are we servants to anyone else. Only Hashem. It's what He says that we do. That's why the words Naseh V'Nishma are exactly the gematria Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Naseh V'Nishma is the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that takes us to Malchus David Ushlomo. The Rambam uses the expression when he talks about Malchus Beis David, Malchus David Ushlomo, because Mashiach comes from both David and Shlomo. Nasa Benishma is also equal to the words Malchus David Ushlomo. And the connection to Shavuos is Shavuos, besides being the day in which the Torah is given, right after we say Nasa Benishma, it is the day in which David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, David is born, David passes away, as Chazal tell us. That's why we read Ruth, the Yishai hold it as David, that's Malchus David Ushlomo. Torah and Malchus go together, because the Malchus of Beis David is symmetric with the Torah. There is no Malchus without Torah. Malchus Beis David is that of Torah. Mashiach is going to restore the Torah to Klal Yisrael, L'Hachzer al Torah L'Yoshna, as the Rambam elaborates in Hulchus Malachim. Now, on this last day of the Sfira, which is always in the month of Sivan, Hey Sivan, the day of Nasa Benishma, the Torah tells us what happened. On this day, the Torah says, at the end of Mishpatim, it's not in Yisrael, it's at the end of Mishpatim, where the Torah goes back to discuss the events that took place prior to Matan Torah, which were not discussed in Parashat Yisrael. The Torah tells us there that for the first time in history, a certain type of sacrifice was brought as an offering, and that's what we call shlomim, a peace offering. Ayizbuchu zivachim shlomim laHashem parim. Till now, there was no such thing. Till now, all sacrifices were burnt offerings, totally burnt on the Mizbeach. We see by Noach, when Noach comes out of the Teva, Vayal Olos BaMizbeach. Because by non-Jews, and for Klal Yisrael before becoming Jewish, which before Matan Torah were all entering into a covenant with Hashem, there's no such thing as a peace offering. Because it was understood, the way you serve God is you totally separate from this world. That's an ola. An ola is a burnt offering. You don't partake, you don't eat of it, you burn it. It's given to Hashem completely. There's no such thing as where you get part and Hashem gets part. That doesn't exist. Now it does, for the first time. Question is why? Why, as we receive the Torah, are we introduced to a new carbon called the Shlomim? And when we go through these psukim, it ends off, Vayechezu es ha'elokim vayochlu vayishtu. They gazed at God, yet they ate and drank. Now we know Rashi brings down two interpretations there. One is negative, one is positive. Wasn't it considered the proper thing to do when you're looking at godliness to be eating and drinking? Here it's okay. But by Har Sinai, Vayechezu es ha'elokim vayochlu vayishtu, and that's why later on they are punished. Then there's the Unkelis interpretation is a little different. They were rejoicing with their sacrifices as if they were eating and drinking, but they weren't eating and drinking. Perhaps there's another interpretation to this. Shavuos, we find something very, very unique. When we prepare for each Yom Tov, we try to find what is significant, what is unique about this Yom Tov in contrast to the other. So everyone knows Pesach, Matzah, we're getting rid of the chametz. Everyone knows sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah, lulav and etzrik. But Shavuos doesn't seem to have anything special about it. In fact, Chazal calls Shavuos atzeres. The Torah calls it Shavuos, the Torah calls it Chag HaKotzir, the Torah calls it Yom HaBikurim, but Chazal call it atzeres. The Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Baditshev, was asked, why did Chazal call Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos HaTzeres? So he gives three answers. One answer is because the only difference between Shavuos and the rest of the year is atzeres, which means withholding. You don't do work. Because on Shavuos there is no particular mitzvah. Not like on Pesach when you have to eat matzah, not Sukkot, you have to shake the lulav and the esrog and sit in the sukkah, and Rosh Hashanah you blow shofar, Yom Kippur you fast, Purim is Megillah, Hanukkah is Neiros. But Shavuos, any specific mitzvah, there's a custom to eat cheesecake, but that's not a mitzvah, that's a minhag. So what is different about Shavuos? It's atzeres. Atzeres means withholding, which withholding means don't do work. That's one of the answers that the Kedushas Levi gives. There's another meaning to atzeres. Rashi, the same Rashi who tells us in Parshas Re'eh that atzeres means withholding, and there it's talking about Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach in Chumash is called atzeres. Not only Shmini atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, the seventh day of Pesach is also called atzeres, and there Rashi gives two reasons why it's called atzeres. One, because it's withholding, a day not to do work. Two, knufya shel maichel umishta, an assemblage of eating and drinking. we get together to feast, to eat and to drink. So the question, obvious question, is why would Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres or Yom Tov to assemble, to eat and drink? If anything, this is the Yom Tov that we commemorate, something which is totally spiritual. We're not commemorating anything that has to do with eating and drinking, but commemorating something which has to do with learning, with reaching great spiritual heights. Ruchnius, neshama. Shavuos has nothing to do with the body. Shavuos has nothing to do with eating and drinking. Why would Chazal pick Atzeres, which according to one interpretation, Atzeres means an assemblage of eating and drinking? Another difficulty. If you take a look in Parshas Emma, we find something very, very unique about Shavuos that one doesn't even notice if you don't really delve into it. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam quotes, the Rambam discusses over there all the different types of korbanos that there are. There are individual korbanos, privately owned korbanos, and then there are communal offerings. Communal offerings, which we call korbanos tzibur. Almost all, 99% of all korbanos tzibur are burnt offerings. Like, for example, the daily tamidim, the musafim, the additional sacrifices that are brought every Shabbos, Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, most are burnt offerings. There's also a goat, which is a sin offering, a soyer lechatos. Do you ever find, though, a communal offering, which is a shlomim, a peace offering? One. One in the entire Chumash. And that's on Shavuos. And that's called Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. We say it in the Ezel Makoman and Davening. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Vashamas. But there's only one Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. There's only one communal peace offering. And that's brought on Atzeres on Shavuos. Together with two loaves of bread, Shtei Halechem, we bring two goats, two sheep, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which are two peace offerings. Why? Why on Shavuos? Again, Shavuos is the Yom Tov that we commemorate the giving of the Torah, which is spiritual, which is nogea to the neshama, to the ruchni of the person, not to the gashmi, not to the body, l'cha'ora. So why is it that we bring a communal peace offering on Shavuos? If anything, we should bring a communal peace offering on Pesach or Sukkot. Now, there are other peace offerings. There are Shalmei Chagiga, and there are Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Chagiga every Yom Tov, Shalmei Simcha, which is not an obligation, it's a nedava, but those are individual korbanos, those are not communal offerings. They're brought privately, everyone brings their own. The Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur represented the entire Klal Yisrael. Why would it be then that the Torah commands that we bring a communal peace offering, just like we see on Hei Sivan prior to Matan Torah, for the first time they brought a peace offering too, by Yizbuchu Zivachim, Shlomim LaHashem Purim, as we see at the end of Mishpatim. Why is it? What does this have to do with Shavuos? The Gemara tells us in Pesachim Samaches Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha, Atzeres Tihi Elochem. There's the concept of Chetzio LaHashem, Chetzio Lochem. Half of the Yom Tov is to be for Hashem, half is for you, which means to eat and to drink. So there the Gemara says that everyone agrees, Hakol Modim, because it's a Machlokas, when it comes to the other holidays, everyone agrees that on Shavuos, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres, the Be'inon Nami Lochem. Everyone agrees, when it comes to Shavuos, you must eat and drink. Again, eat and drink. Doesn't say learn all day. You learn at night, but that's after you ate. It's Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres, the Be'inon Nami Lochem. Of course you have to learn, and you have to daven, and you have to spend the whole day immersed in spirituality, but everyone agrees that there must be feasting, there must be eating and drinking. It doesn't say that about Pesach, it doesn't say that about Sukkot, and Sukkot, of course, is the Yom Tov where we eat and drink a lot. But Hakol Modim, that at Shavuos there must be Lochem. The Gemara also says that Purim is the same. The Gemara brings the Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara says there that there were certain Amoraim that fasted every day, that they only ate at night, except for 3 days that they would never fast. Shavuos, Purim and Erev Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur you're mechuyev to eat. Purim, which Purim and Shavuos as mentioned before are connected. But again, why on Shavuos? Does everyone agree you must eat and drink? And Rashi there says to show how happy you are with the giving of the Torah. There are many ways to show how happy I am with the giving of the Torah. I would imagine the best way to show how happy I am is to learn it, to study it, to keep it. The Shamarta Esachukim O'Ela, as we end Shiva Shavuos Tisbarlach with that pasuk. Keep it, observe it. That's how you show you're happy with it. That's how you show you want to do it. The Gemara says no, it has to do with eating and drinking. Again, what's this eating and drinking business? There's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch Rav, quoted from the Maril, also based on this Gemara, that a tainis chalom, a fast, that one fast, if God forbid he has a bad dream. Some people take dreams seriously. Most of our dreams are just nonsense, what you think about during the day, but some dreams sometimes, that occasionally one might think that it's a message of some terrible thing that might happen. So the Gemara says the way to annul a bad dream is by fasting. Tainis lachalom is ke'esh l'na'oires. Just like fire singes, burns flax quickly, it burns up. A fast gets rid of the ill effect of a bad dream. So to the point that you even allow to fast on Shabbos, a tainis chalom. Halacha is that if one had a bad dream, he could fast on Shabbos, but he has to fast during the week to make up for that fast that he fasted on Shabbos. And the same with every Yom Tov, except Shavuos. Shavuos, you're not allowed to fast a tainis chalom, even a tainis chalom. Because on Shavuos, you must eat. Why? What's going on here? After all, what is this Yom Tov? So what can we make of all of this? And this is the misconception. The misconception is that the way the world looks at it, and even the way many of us look at it, is that Hashem gave us a Torah, and the purpose of the Torah is to totally remove yourself from this world. You have nothing to do with this world at all. Is that true? No, it's not. On the contrary, the purpose of the giving of the Torah was to elevate the physical, not to remove yourself from it. To transform the physical into spiritual, not to remove yourself from it. And this is really based on Sfiras HaOmer. By Sfiras HaOmer, we read the pasuk, and we're coming to the end of Sfira shortly, Usfartem Lochem. What does Usfartem Lochem mean? The pasuk should have just said, Usfartem Mimocharas HaShabbos. You should count from the day after Pesach, 49 days, 7 weeks, and then comes Shavuot. The Torah says, Usfartem Lochem. Extra word, lochem. What does lochem mean? Count for yourself? Well, who else should I count for? I'm counting for myself, not counting for someone else. And then there's the obvious, mimacharas ha-Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it's the day after Pesach. In fact, that's why the Tzedukim would say it's Shabbos Bereishis. So why did the Torah write it in such a way? Just say simply, the day after Pesach, there'd be no mistake. And what does it mean? Sheva Shabbosos, 7 Shabbosos, 7 weeks. Not Shabbosos, so it should have said Shiva Shavuos, like it says in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos. Why does it say Sheva Shabbosos? And then it says Tamimos. What's Tamimos? Tamimos means complete. Well, 49 days. You have to count every day. Of course, it has to be complete. 49 days. If you don't count 49 days, it's not complete. What does Tamimos mean? In fact, this word Tamimos, we find only by Shavuos. When the Torah discusses the Karbonos in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah talks about all the different additional karbonos that are brought on every Yom Tov. Only by Shavuos does it end off Tamimim Yiyu Lachem V'Nizkeihem, that the karbonos have to be complete, unblemished, and even the libations, even the wine, has to be pure wine. There can't be any what we call kmachim, sediment, nothing. It has to be pure wine. Tamimim Yiyu Lachem V'Nizkeihem. We find this only by Shavuos. The Pri Ha'aretz, that's Reb Mendel HaRadaka from the great Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, translates Usfartem Lochem, and this is the base, the gist of all of this. This is basically what it's based on. Lochem means you, what you do, your own interests, your physical, the eating, drinking, feasting, living. The physical is called Lochem, as the Gemara says, Chetzio LaHashem, Chetzio Lochem. This Gemara, Pesachim, Samaches, Samadveis, Ateres Kiel Hashem Elokecha, learning, davening, aspiring to great heights in spirituality. And there's the lochem. Lochem is what you do, what we do as people, eating and drinking. So you have to do half spiritual, half physical. Says the Pri Ha'aretz, Usfartem lochem. Usfartem, he says, from the word sphira, as we mentioned last time, sapir, which means to shine. The lochem has to shine. That means your eating and your drinking and your involvement in the mundane and the physical has to be different than the way the rest of the world does it. The way the rest of the world, and even the way we, until Matan Torah, understood, is that it's two tracks, and that one has nothing to do with the other. There's heaven, there's earth, there's body, there's soul. There's spirituality, and there's the physical. They don't join. When you daven, you serve God. When you learn, you serve God. When you think about it, you serve Him. When you eat and you drink, you're enjoying life.
You can't serve God when you're eating. How do you serve God when you're eating? You're eating because it tastes good. You're having a good, it's for your stomach, it's for your tongue, it's for your taste buds. Or whatever else we do in the physical world. The Torah, when the Torah was given, this came to an end. When the Torah was given, something new happened. The fusion of heaven and earth, of Ruchni and Gashmi, of Guf and Neshama. As the Medrash says, before the Torah was given, Shamayim was up there and didn't come down. Eretz is down here and didn't go up. Shamayim and Eretz cannot join. They were sort of enemies. Ho'elyonim lo yerdu lemata, v'hatachtonim lo yalu lemala. In fact, the Medrash uses the word gezeira. It's a gezeira. It's a fixed law. It's a fact that these two cannot combine. Matan Torah changed that. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Shechina, Hashem, Ruchnius, comes down to this world. Moshe Ola El Elohim. Moshe, who is a human, goes up to Hashem. The Gashmi connects with the Ruchni. The Ruchni connects with the Gashmi. There's a fusion of heaven and earth. Min Hashamayim Dibarti Imochem V'al Horetz Heracho Es Yisho HaGadola. Shamayim and Eretz joined together on Har Sinai. Hashem brought the heaven down below. What was the purpose of bringing heaven down here? Shamayim and Eretz are now connecting. They're now joining. From now on, you serve God not only when you learn, when you pray, when you think about that which is spiritual, but when you eat, and when you drink, and when you sleep. And in any physical activity that you do, even just a walk, and certainly when you're involved in your business activities, and anything in the mundane, it's for a higher purpose. It's interesting that we take a look in Parshas Emor, where it talks about the two loaves, the Shtei HaLechem, also Lechem, bread, was brought on Shavuos. You were saying, why do you bring bread on Shavuos? Bread is food. Shavuos, that's the day of the giving of the Torah. Why Shtei HaLechem? Should have been something perhaps more spiritual than bread. Shtei HaLechem, says the Torah, it refers to the Shtei HaLechem as Lechem Tenufa. The two loaves had to be lifted together with the two sheep. The Kivsei Atzer is the communal offering of the peace offering, the communal peace offering. So the Torah refers to the Lechem as Lechem Tenufa. V'heinif ha-kohen osam ha-lechem ha-bikurim tenufa l'fnei Hashem. Says Rashi here, Lechem Tenufa, Lechem Truma, Hamuram l'shem gavoa, bread that is elevated for a higher cause. And you're picking up the bread to Hashem. You're not giving it to Hashem. We're going to be eating it. The Kohanim are going to be eating it. But now we're eating it for a higher purpose. It's not just the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. From now on, it's all lechem, all bread. Anything we eat, anything we drink, anything physical in this world is for a higher purpose. We're now serving Hashem with lochem. Usfartem lochem. And what's happening here is that anything that till now is sort of unholy is becoming holy. The weekday can become Shabbos. The body can become spiritual. That's what is meant. Mimochras HaShabbos, even when it's not Shabbos anymore, Sfartem Lochem, Mimochras HaShabbos, when it's after Shabbos, when it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's Sheva Shabbosos. Even every day of the week is Shabbos. We elevate what we do even during the week, that the chol becomes Shabbos. The Baal HaTanya says, Yosisa Chag Shavuos, that every week is the whole week should be a chag. Every day of the week is a chag. Because he's a chag shavuos. That's the lesson of Matan Torah. To elevate everything in the world that till now is mundane and unholy and seemingly not possible to consecrate. From now on, there's a fusion, there's a connection between Ruchni and Gashmi. And this answers all the above questions. Tamimos. What does Tamimos mean? The Svarim say, the Pasuk says, Tomim Tihiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. One has to be a Tomim, one has to be complete, or a naive, sort of, not to go after all these, not to go to the gypsies to find out what's going to happen tomorrow, or to those who are with the crystal balls. Tomim Tihiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. There's another meaning. When are you Tomim? When everything you do is Im Hashem Elokecha. That means when even the physical that you partake of, it's for a higher purpose. It's because of Hashem. You're doing it because Hashem said so. I'm eating, not that you can't enjoy what you're eating, but you're eating, why? So I should be healthy, so I should be able to daven with more kavana. I should be able to learn more hours because I have more strength. I have to get a good night's sleep so I can learn the next day. I can daven the next day. I have to make a living so that I can be able to give tzedakah. So So everything that I am doing in the physical world is for a higher purpose. That's the connection of the two. The Gemara tells us the Shulchan, that's the table mentioned in this week's parasha as well, the Shulchan, which on it was the Lechem Hapanim, was on the north side of the Mishkan, north side of the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah, which is for purposes of illumination, that's on the south side. So the Gemara tells us in a few places, in Bava Basra, Yuma, Menachas, Bava Basra, Chavtei HaMedveis, the Gemara says, Ve'harotze lehachkim yadrim. Ve'harotze lehashir yatsin. If a person wants to become intelligent, he should go southward. If a person wants to become rich, he should go northward. And the Gemara quotes it from Sukkim that north is associated with the physical part of the world. North is the left side, as it says in Tehillim, Tzafon v'yamin ato v'rosam. So Tzafon is the left. The left is which is associated, in other words, with the physical, and the right is the spiritual. So in the Mishkan it was that way too, and the Gemara says, v'simaneich, if you want to remember, Shulchan b'Tzafon, menorah b'dorom. The Shulchan is on the north. Shulchan is eating. That represents this world. The physical, food, lechem aponim. Menorah is light, or Torah Shabbal Peh, Kedusha, Ruchnis. The menorah is on the south side. And they're facing each other. The Shulchan is being illuminated by the menorah, which means that which we do in the physical world, and as we when we involve ourselves in the mundane, it's all for a higher purpose. It's being illuminated by the Torah. The Torah is guiding us how to eat, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, how to sleep. Everything that we do, even getting dressed in the morning, everything, there's a directive, a guide by the Torah, how to deal with the physical world, which until the Torah was given, it was not that way. Until the Torah was given, it was two separate worlds, one has nothing to do with the other. And perhaps this is the meaning of what the Arizal meant when he chose these four words. One word from one pasuk, three from the next, as the combination for Hashem's name. The word Yedosav, which is the first word of the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan, Yedosav Ulitzela HaMishkan Hashem. So if we take a look at Pasha's true man of Ayakya, where this phrase appears, the word Yedosav is talking about the south side of the Mishkan. Which, what's the south? The south side is where the menorah is. The south side is the side that represents Ruchnius. Yedosav. What's the second side? Ulitzela HaMishkan HaShenis, which is the next pasuk. He's talking about the north. The north side. That's where the Shulchan is. That's the side that represents Gashmius. The beauty of this combination of Hashem's name is Arizal is trying to find, and it's obviously Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh, where do we have Hashem's name? Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, in other words, the combination of Hashem's name here, which is Yud-Vav-Hei-Hei, where we can fuse together north and south. We can put together Shulchan and Menorah. We can put together Ruchnius and Gashmius. So in this phrase, you have it. Because by taking the word of one pasuk here, which is referring to the south side of the Mishkan, Yedosav, which comes after the pasuk which talks about the Krushim, the Esrim Keresh, Lefas Negvah Seimana. So the last word of this, of these two psukim, which are talking about the panels on the south side, then we connect to the next pasuk, which is talking about the north side, the Lutzala HaMishkan HaShenis. And therefore, if you look at this phrase, we delve into it a little bit, really we wouldn't think about this at all, but if you delve into it, you're seeing that the phrase is connecting north and south. It's connecting Shulchan to Menorah, it's connecting Ruchnius and Gashmi, so that's exactly what Matan Torah is all about. And not only Matan Torah, that's what the Mishkan is all about. What was the purpose of the Mishkan? The Mishkan is taking the physical elements, the physical components of this world, and elevating them to a higher purpose. Silver, gold, copper, wood, Atzei Shittim, Shittim Yiloshen Shtus. The Shtus of this world now becomes Shtus to Kedusha. The Krushim, from the word Sheker, becomes Keresh, becomes Kesher. The Sheker of this world, which in this world nothing lasts, everything decomposes, is connected now to eternity, and it lasts forever. The Mishkan is never going to be destroyed, and anything that we do, even in the physical realm, for a higher purpose, lasts, and it attains a level of Kedusha and Nitzchius, which without doing it for a higher purpose, that doesn't happen. The Mishkan was the second time that the Shechina came down to this world. The Medrash tells us, the Medrash mentioned many, many times here, I believe, Medrash Tanchum in Parashas, is not so, which is next week's Parashah, that the whole reason why Hashem created this world was for one purpose. To have a dwelling down below. Nisave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. Hashem wants to dwell here. You would think that Hashem would be interested in living with all the malachim up there. And there are billions and millions of spiritual worlds, as discussed in the Sifrei Kabbalah, all the Olam as Ruchniyim. And there's Atzilus and Bria and Yetzirah and everything else. Where does Hashem want to live? In this lowly earth here, down below here, in this physical world. Hashem's desire is to dwell down here. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Shechina was first here when Hashem first created the world. As the Medrash says, Ikar Shechina b'tachtayin ha'moizah. But then the Chet Eitz Hadas removed the Shechina to one heart, to the next Rakia, and then after Chet Enosh to the next Rakia, until finally the Shechina went all the way out into the seventh heaven. Avram brought the Shechina down from the seventh heaven to the sixth, Yitzchak from the sixth to the fifth, Yaakov to the fourth, until Moshe, the seventh generation, brought the Shechina down below. When did that happen? By the Torah, by Yered Hashem al Har Sinai. But it didn't last because of Chet HaEgel. After Chet HaEgel, we had the Mishkan. The Mishkan, in other words, which is the Hashlama of Matan Torah, in the Mishkan, again, the Shechina returns. Mishkan, Milosh, and Shechina. Vayar Kol Ha'am, Vayar Onu, Vateitze Esh Milosnei Hashem. The Shechina comes down again. How does the Shechina come down to earth? By us doing that which we do in this physical world for a higher purpose, by connecting Gashmias to Ruchnias, we bring Hashem into the world and the world becomes a dwelling place for Hashem. And that's why the Torah was given. Of all the Shvatim, which one connected the two worlds? Zebulun. Yisachar, his prime interest is only Torah. So Yisachar is only involved in the spiritual. Zebulun is both. How do we see both? Zebulun, we know, is a businessman, because Zebulun is Otek the Pragmatia. Zebulun lechof yamim yishkon, or as it says in Parshas Devarim and Zot Sabracha, smach Zebulun b'tzei secha. Zebulun has to go out and make money, but Zebulun is also the Talmud Chacham. In fact, Rashi says it in today's portion of Chumash in Parshas Bar Midbar between Chamishi and Shishi, Bashkacha Pratis, and we're doing this shir, where Rashi discusses with us the concept of toiv latzadik, toiv l'shchenoi, oila rasha, oila shchenoi, good is to a tzadik and good is to his neighbor. So Rashi tells us over here that Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun camped near Moshe and Aaron. Therefore, Rashi says, they were all scholars, great in Torah. Yehuda, we know Yehuda Mechaikiki, Yisachar, Mbnei Yisachar, Yoydei Bina Le'itim, and Zebulun, Moshe and B'Shevet Sofer. No mention of Zebulun being the businessman here. Zebulun is affected by his neighbor Yisachar, who's affected by Yehuda, who's affected by Moshe and Aaron. So Zebulun is a Talmud Chacham, but he's also a businessman. That means Zebulun does both. Zevul comes from the word Bono Bonisi Beis Zevulach. Zevul means dwelling. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai is the gematria Hapam Yisbeleni Ishi, which is the reason for why Leah called Zevulun there, because she says, now my husband is going to make his main dwelling with me. Yisbeleni Iker Diraso Yehe Imi Iker Dira V'Tachtonim. Zevulun means dwelling. The month of Sivan, Hashem made his dwelling, his permanent dwelling place here in this world, due to the fact that he gave us a Torah, and via the Torah we'll be able to make this place a dwelling place for Hashem by serving Hashem even with the physical and connecting the physical with the spiritual. That's Zebulun. That's why Zebulun is chosen as the one who represents the month of Sivan. That's Ta'omim. Ta'omim, Gemini, Ta'omim twins, the concept of twins. Twins are two and the same, identical twins, they look alike. The fusion of two individuals, twins. Achasi Onasi Samasi. The Sforim say it means that we become twins with Hashem. Hashem becomes a twin with us through the Torah. Shtei Luchos, Shtei Lechem, two loaves of bread, two tablets, Ta'omim. But it's also Ta'omim, these two, the physical and the spiritual, Gashmius and Ruchnius, Guf and Nefesh, Shamayim and Eretz, joined together. Now we can understand why there's a communal peace offering on Shavuos. Because that's the purpose of Matan Torah. The purpose of Matan Torah is that now you can eat for a higher purpose. You're serving Hashem when you're eating. Till now, only burnt offerings were considered the way to serve God. By the non-Jewish world, and by the Jews, Jews at that time, but before Matan Torah, that was the way you served Hashem, up until Hey Sivan. Hey Sivan, last day of Sfira, we're ready for Matan Torah. It's interesting. Those who say the Ribono Shalom after Sfira every night, so you say also Lamanatzeach, and you say Anabekoach. If you look at the last day of Sfira, day number 49, Malchus Sheba Malchus, the day that we said Nasa Venishma. So the last word of Lamanat Seyach in the Ginos is Oretz. You're supposed to have in mind the word Oretz. Then, if you ever notice, there's a hey there. What's that hey? Because there's also a pusik in Lamanat Seyach that's 49 letters. Yismuchu Hashem, Yismuchu Viranenu Le'umim Kisishbot Amim Mishar Le'umim Be'oretz Tanchein Sela. The last letter is a hey. So you have to have in mind the word Oretz, which is the last word of Lamanat Seyach, which has 49 words. The last letter of that pusik, which has 49 letters, which is a hey. And the last phrase of Ona B'Koach, which is Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yutov, which is Shavaseinu Kabeh, Lushmat HaKoseinu Deir Talumos. And the last day, you have in mind the acronym Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yutov. If you add all that together, the word Eretz, the Hay, and Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yutov, you get 1202. 1202 is the number equal to the words Uviyom Habikurim Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, which is what Shavuos, Yom Tov of Shavuos. That means we're ready for Shavuos on the last day of Sfira. More than that, why did Hashem create the world? He created the world for this moment. Bereishis Bara Elokim for what? Bereishis HaTorosh and the Kras Reishis. Yom Hashishi, as Chazal tells, Rashi brings it down, is the sixth day of Sivan. The whole world was shaking and waiting for that moment when the Torah was given, because otherwise the world goes back to null and void if we don't accept the Torah. So the reason why Hashem created the world is because of the Torah. Bereishis Bara Elokim is only because of that. As Balaturim says, the word Bereishis is an acronym, Barishona Ra'a Elokim Sheyakabalu Yisrael Torah. Bereishis Bara Elokim is exactly the gematria Uviyom Habikurim B'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yutov Eretz with the Hey. Why Bereishis Bara Elokim? Why does Hashem create the world? What's the whole purpose of creation? Matan Torah. Uviyom Habikurim B'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. When do we become ready for that? The last day of Sfira. Sfartem Lochem. The day that now we're ready to shine physically. Now we're ready to be able to serve Hashem with the physical world too. That's why on that day, for the first time ever, they brought a peace offering. First time ever, they brought a peace offering, which means you partake of, you eat. A carbon that you eat? Who ever heard of such a thing? A carbon that you eat? All sacrifices are burnt for Hashem only. Now you're bringing a carbon, you partake of it also. And the interesting thing is that this phrase, Vayizvachu Zvachim Shlomim LaHashem Parim, is the Gematria of Bereishis. Bereishis, the first thought of Hashem, why did Hashem create the world? He wants a world in which we're going to bring peace offerings, not burnt offerings. He wants a world in which we're going to be able to serve Him with the physical world too. And perhaps this is what the Pasuk means. Vayechezu es ha'elokim vayochlu vayishtu. You don't have to say it in a negative vein. That means that even while they're eating and drinking, they're seeing Hashem. Vayechezu es ha'elokim when vayochlu vayishtu. The literal meaning is that as they're gazing at God, they're eating and drinking. It shouldn't be that way. No, there's a different meaning here. They are gazing at Hashem, meaning that the vayochlu vayishtu, the whole purpose of vayochlu vayishtu is vayechezu es ha'elokim. That's how it ends off. That's the level we reached on the last day of Sfira, the day of Nasa Venishma, total subservience to Hashem. We're out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, Amalek, don't understand that. Vayovo Amalek, Vayilochem im Yisrael, Berefidim. Refidim is predim. Amalek disconnects Gashmius from Ruchmius. The guy doesn't understand. Amalek doesn't understand. Mitzrayim doesn't understand. You can't serve God with the physical world. What did the Rosha say? Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem. There's no avoda with lochem. You can't serve God with that which you do in this physical world. How do you serve God? By eating. Come on, you know why you're eating. You know why you're drinking. You know why you're sleeping. You know why you're taking a walk. You know why you're playing ball. You know why you're involved in business and in all the physical activities to serve God for a higher purpose. There's no such thing. It's two different tracks. Wrong. The Rosha says, Ma avoda hazos lochem. The Torah says to us, Usfarten lochem. You will shine with the lochem. Chetzil Hashem, chetzil lochem. That's tmimos. Tomim tihia. When? Im Hashem alokecha. Usfartem lochem. Mimachras ha-Shabbos. After Shabbos, even the weekdays, you could elevate to the level of Shabbos. Shabbos ha-Vatzos. That's tmimos. You're now complete. Tomim, like tomim. Rashi says on so'amim, in those psukim where it talks about the krushim, tamim, tomim. That's how you become complete. The fusion of these two, of Gashmius and Ruchnius, of Guf and Nefesh, Shemayim and Oretz, that's completion. That's why Dafka by Shavuos says, Tamimim yihiyu lochem v'nizkehem. Dafka by the Yom Kippur of Shavuos. That's why on Shavuos you have to eat. Hakol moedim ba'atzeres de be'ina nami lochem. What do I have to eat on Shavuos? I have to learn on Shavuos. Of course. Sure you have to. But you have to eat too, because that's why Hashem gave you the Torah. Hashem gave you the Torah as a human being. You're not a malach, you're a human. You were created with the physical aspect of yourself. You have to eat to live. You have to drink. You have to deal with the physical world. You have to make a living. And yet you're going to serve Hashem. You're not going to separate from this world. You're going to be part of this world, but yet you're separate. At the same time, there's the Prisha and Hagbola that we learned about in the days prior to Shavuos. Prisha means they have to separate. They have for 3 days they have to separate from their wives. That seems to indicate not to be part of this world. That there's the Hagbola, the boundary setting around the mountain, because if you go too close, that's it. Hashem wants us Prisha, yeah, but there has to be Hagbola. Sometimes the separation is necessary. Eis l'chabek ve'eis l'rchok mechabek. Prisha and the Hagbola go together. Chatsi lachem, chatsi l'Hashem. With this, we can understand what Shavuos, what Matan Torah, and why it's called Atzeres. Chazal picked Atzeres of all words, which Rashi says means an assemblage of eating and drinking. Since when do anyone look at Shavuos as a day of feasting and eating and drinking? That's not what Shavuos is. No, that is what Shavuos is. That's right. The Torah was given that you can get together and eat and drink for a higher purpose. You can eat and drink and have a shear in an office, and it's for a higher purpose. We bench together afterwards. We're here to hear words of Torah, so the food becomes Kodesh. You daven together afterwards. Yes, it's possible to get together, and we eat and drink, not like the way they do Lahab Lelech Havdolos in the bars, or by the goyim, where it's just to have a good time. No, it's for a purpose of elevation. Atzeres is knufya shel Michael Mishter. Chazal picked the word Atzeres on purpose. Not just to tell you to withhold from doing work, that's one meaning. It's also this concept of from now on, after the Torah is given, Shemayim and Eretz joined together, and now you serve Hashem even with the mundane, even with the physical. There's also what we know is the mode of every month. Every month has a mode. We mentioned this. Nisan is Sicha, talk. Iyar is Hirhur. And Sivan is Hiluch. Hiluch means to go. Himluch, I got a Hiluch. What do you mean to go? Where are we going? A Malach doesn't go anywhere. A Malach is called an Omed. Status quo. A Malach just stays on the same Madrega all the time. A Malach doesn't have a Yetzahara. A Malach does exactly what he's told to do. So a Malach has no challenges. Malachim don't go higher. They don't go at all. They just stay on the same plane. That's a Malach. A Jew is not. A Jew has to be a Mahalech. B'nosati locha mahalchem bein ha'om demo'ela. Pasuk in the Haftorah of Ba'aloscha, which is always read in the month of Sivan. In fact, you'll notice that all the parshios read in the month of Sivan talk about going. We're going places. In Ba'midbar, we're traveling. In Naso, it continues to talk about how they traveled, how they carried when they traveled. Ba'aloscha, the whole parsha is about traveling. They finally leave Har Sinai for the first time. The Maso'os. When the Torah was given, we became mahalchem. Now we go, now we move. We go higher. The only way to travel, the only way to go, now that we have the Torah, and the Torah guides us, and we're able, that even when we are involved in the physical, we're serving Hashem, we're able to move. We're traveling, and every day a person can go higher and higher, not only while learning and while davening, but even while involved in the physical world. That's the Hiluch that the month of Sivan represents. And with this we can understand why Sivan is mentioned for the first time and the only time in Megillas Esther, and pertaining to V'nahapochu asher yishletu ha-Yehudim heim b'Pesachim. Purim is also a day, as the Gemara, the same Gemara in Pesachim says, that on Purim you must eat and feast. Okay, but that we understand. Of course Purim we have to eat and feast. Eat and drink. Purim is, the whole Yom Tov was, Haman wanted to wipe out all the Klal Yisrael, so that's why the way we rejoice is by eating and feasting and Shalach Manas and Seudas. Hakol Modim the Puriya to be the Nami Lachem is the Gemara, the same Gemara of the end of Pesach. But Purim is also a day of Kabbalah Esther. So Sivan is mentioned in Megillas Esther, but more even than on the Shavuos is a day that we learn that we can elevate the Gashmi. As Purim, we can totally transform the Gashmi into Ruchni. The Nahapohu, like in the Mishkan, everything was transformed. The Yadosa, Bulatzela, HaMishkan, Hashenis. The Mishkan had the power to take all the physical components that were donated for the purpose of the Mishkan, and now it's transformed into a sanctuary. Hashem's dwelling place. The physical becomes spiritual. That was taught on Purim. Purim is the Hashlama of Shavuos. Hadar Kibluha B'meach HaShverosh Kabbalah HaTorah Beratzon. not Shavuos, we were sort of coerced into it. Kofalei Amar Gigas. Kofin also actually on my Rotsani on Purim was the Rotsani. So Sivan is mentioned the only time in Megillus Esther concerning the day when the scrolls were taken back, the new scrolls were sent out, and the Hapachu actually Yisrael Tzvayi Yehudim Hebe B'Sonin, and that was said on Chaf Gimel Sivan. The whole purpose of why Hashem put us into this world is to elevate and to transform ourselves and to transform the physical world into spirituality. And that's the goal, and that's why the Torah was given. This week, we only have a few days left. There are a few days left to Sfira. The Kashrut Samagid in Avodas Yisrael writes, Ad mimachras ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyas tisperuch ha-Mishum Yom. That until the last moment you could still count. Not halachically. Halachically, obviously, if you missed a day, you can't. With a bracha. You could always count. Without a bracha, you can count the whole life if you want. But with a bracha, of course, if you missed a day, you can't do. His message, though, is that until the last day, a person is never too late. As long as you're breathing, you're still here, you can always be misakeh. And the last week of Sfira is the last week of Tikkun. Because the Yemei HaSfira, represent days of Tikkun B'chlal, especially the last week, and especially the last few days, and especially the last day, and the last moments of Sfira. Until the last moment, Tisperu, you can still count, you can still rectify, and especially, as mentioned before, the tremendous events that took place on the last day of Sfira, the day that we reached the level of Nasa V'Nishma. As the Gemara says, after we said Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem called us B'ni B'chori Yisrael, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that by saying Nasa V'Nishma, we were Zocha to be referred to by Hashem as His firstborn. We are now B'nei Keil Chai, as we read in the Haftorah this week. B'nei Keil Chai. Keil Chai is 49. Keil Chai is the gematria of 49. After counting the 49 days of Sira, we become the children of Hashem. Lo Ye Omer, Lo Ami Atem, but rather, B'nei Keil Chai. The Goyim say, you're not God's people. We say, no, we're Hashem's children. We're more than Hashem's people. We have B'nei Keil Chai. We should be Zocha to utilize the last few days of Sfira properly, to be Mekabel of the Torah once again. We know that every year on Shavuos, there's a recommitment to the Torah that was already given, and there's an aspiration for the Torah that's coming, the Torah Shel Mashiach. When Uvol Etzion Goel L'Shavei Fesha B'Yakov, when Mashiach will come, we will be privileged to receive the secret part, the hidden part of the Torah. That's why Shavuos is the yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov began teaching together with the Arizal and the Shimon ben Yochai from before, the parts of the Torah that will be revealed in the future. So the yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov on Shavuos, the pasuk says, as mentioned before, V'yom ha-bikurim v'hakrivchem mincha chadosho la-Hashem b'shavu oseichem. So chadosho la-Hashem b'shavu oseichem, which is Rosh Hashanah's cholov, that's the milch dix on Shavuos, dam neka v'nasa cholov, chadosho la-Hashem b'shavu oseichem is exactly the gematria of Ovol Etzion Goel, v'shav v'tesha v'yakov, which be zochit of a geula. The Zohar says the Mashiach will come on Shavuos. It's not a theory to what Chazal say, B'nisan Yigalu, B'nisan Asidun Ligoyal. It's not a contradiction, because Shavuos is the end of what starts on Pesach. It's one Hemshech HaZman, as Rabbeinu Bachya, the Ramban, say. It's like a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. So Shavuos is the Hashlama of Pesach, so it's really still Nisan until Shavuos, and the Yemei HaTashlumen are over. The Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos, you still have Tashlumen a few days after Shavuos. If you didn't bring the Karbonis of Shavuos, you can still bring them till Yud Bei Sivan. The Gemara in fact says, we learn it out from Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach has 7 days, Sukkot has 7 days, Shavuos only has 1 day, two for us, but yet there are 5 days afterwards for Tashlumen for Hashlama. The only Yomtiv that the Hashlama is in the weekday. Pesach's Hashlama is on Yomtiv, Chol HaMoed. Sukkot is on Yomtiv, Chol HaMoed. The Hashlama of Shavuos is Bimei HaChol, days that are regular, weekdays. And you would think that Shavuos, again, for the same reason, because the whole goal is that we elevate the weekdays. Mimachras HaShabbos, Sheva Shavuos Tamimos. So the Hashlama of Shavuos is dafka during the week. So until Yud Bei Sivan is still considered Nisan, it's not a Sfira, no one will mind if Mashiach comes in Shavuos. It's not going to bother us if he didn't come on Pesach. We'll be happy if he comes on Shavuos too. And Al Pi Zoyah, that's when he's supposed to come. We should be Zoycha to celebrate and to be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem and the communal offering, the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, the Zitchei Shalom Tzibur, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu and the Beis HaNitash HaShlishi.
Amen. 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 Amen.